True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The debut of the Brian Schottenheimer Show. It's going to be every Friday at 8:20, but because of tomorrow night, opener, unusual schedule, Coach Schottenheimer will join us at 8:20 this morning on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our insider Bobby Belt. Mike Tirico was fantastic. Shoddy will be great. Nick Eatman at 9. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone at 9:20. And we're getting good injury news. Tyler Guyton, full go yesterday at practice. That's one. And then Tom Pelissero just minutes ago, thanks to all the Tolos for sending it in, saying that Trayvon Diggs is expected to play.
And that's huge for the way your personnel groupings are going to work on defense. Because if you didn't have Diggs out there, remember, we just talked about this last week, that when you made the move to let go of Zion Childress and Andrew Booth in favor of guys who haven't been in your building, and you were potentially going to say, all right, I guess one of these guys is going to start in the nickel for us after being here for a week. That said, that your personnel was not very strong at the corner group. So being able to roll with three guys that you feel pretty good about against an Eagles team that, when situationally they want to throw the ball, they can, obviously with the kind of receiving weapons they have. That's big, big news for them.
Troy Aikman yesterday went on the Rich Eisen show. He gave his Micah trade reaction, but then talked about on the field how much pressure this Micah deal puts on everybody else.
Well, I said it during our preseason game that the leverage that I felt Micah had with the Cowboys was the simple fact that I didn't think they could win without him. And that's a bold statement, I realize, because players do get hurt, and then to imply that the season is over is not fair to those other guys on the team. But I just think that he is such a disruptive player, and for a defense that had their issues and they're going through some changes, to not have a central figure like Micah Parsons that offenses have to worry about is game-changing for an offense coming into play against them. I think it was going to be challenging for them in a lot of ways regardless, but now even more so. And I think that adds more pressure to Dak Prescott in this offense to be able to score points and keep the ball away from the opposing teams. But, I do think this defense that was going to have some concerns going in, those become even more pronounced without a dominant pass rusher like Micah is.
That looks, you go ahead.
Steven said you could scheme pass rush, right? You could scheme pass rush. You can't scheme run defense. That's one of the things they went and did, or that was one of their reasonings, or at least that's what they claim. You know, the funny thing is,
you can scheme it, but you better have some damn good corners.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that helps.
Because to me, that means you're bringing pressure. Mm-hmm. You're leaving people exposed on the back end.
Right. You're getting coverage sacks. You know, coverage sacks are huge. The funny thing is that, like, and I haven't heard many people talk about this, but, you know, they're leaning in to trying to stop the least efficient way to run an offense. Passing game, pass defense, running game, run defense, right? You're leaning into, oh, we need to stop the run. But trying to stop the run is like trying to stop, like, the least efficient way other offenses score.
Here's the problem, though. If you can run the ball...
You can run out of clock and you'll never lose a lead.
If you can run the ball 6 yards a pop on a defense, I don't care if you're giving up 12. You're every right. single time a guaranteed six versus on average with incompletions, you're averaging 8 yards per attempt or whatever else. It is demoralizing mm-hmm. when you're getting run on like that.
I know everyone's making fun of them for making a run stop move in a pass first league. I am not thrilled with the trade return. I'm really worried about this season. But I'm going to applaud them for knowing that they need a run stopper. We have years and games and years of evidence where you're absolutely helpless when Aaron Jones or whoever else it is running up and down all over you. I just have years of evidence. Like, no one will convince me otherwise. And you could actually point to Mozzie Smith if you're really, really upset. And you want more reason to be mad at Mozzie? You can actually point to Mozzie as a reason this trade went down, because Mozzie was not a hit.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can't rely on Mozzie Smith and just Oso Digizua and Solomon Thomas up front. And because of Mozzie, he's only on this roster, I believe, because you didn't have any other depth or replacements for him. Kenny Clark is here.
What did Micah say when Mozzie was drafted and he was doing that Bleacher Report? Like, no more quarterback sneaks, AJ. No more like that. His whole thing when he brought mm-hmm. in here, they talked about how he doesn't really rush the passer. We think he can get there, but like, this is clearly like we've got an NFL ready run stopper right now, and he didn't do it.
How is Vegas looking at the Cowboys now?
Well, starting with how this move impacted everything. What it did for Green Bay with the Micah deal is pretty remarkable. They went from 20-1 to 16-1, and then already down more. They went to 14-1 and then 13-1. So they have almost cut their odds in half. They are now the sixth best odds to win the Super Bowl at ESPN Bet. They also took over in the NFC North against Detroit. So they are now the favorites in the NFC North. Barely, right? So they're plus 175. Detroit's like plus 185.
Any one of you picking Green Bay to win that division today because of this? I'm not.
Not because of this, but I mean, I would have had them in contention. To me, it's a coin flip. I think Green Bay or Detroit, like that right now, I don't feel great either way. I absolutely thought either one of them could.
Okay, I would still have the Lions.
I mean, they're playing week one in Lambeau, so that's going to be a good game.
Get that epidural ready.
And who would you have?
Winning
the North today. You got to make your pick.
It's hard. I mean, Detroit had 15 wins last year.
I won't ride the fence. Green Bay.
15. It's hard for me to say that they're going to lose. They're going to shoot down five games. That's a lot. So I would probably pick Detroit. Now, Green Bay has the most bets and the most money bet on them since Thursday in the NFL. 22% of all bets, 26% of all money on them since Thursday. However, Detroit... has had the most bets on them since Thursday to win the conference because of those lengthening odds. So their odds went down. People took advantage of those odds as well. Micah Parsons' odds went from 8-1 to 5-1 to win Defensive Player of the Year. Now, what has this done? What are the Cowboys looking at for this Cowboys-Eagles matchup?
And Micah's the favorite, followed by Aiden Hutchinson, T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett, Nick Bosa.
The Eagles at BetMGM have 72% of all money bet on them at 7.5. That number jumped already to 8.5. The Vegas gives the Eagles a 90% implied odds chance of winning. And that was pretty steady before the Micah deal with that. So it didn't really change much since the Micah deal. It was showing you that people in Vegas, the sharp bettors, as they call them, were completely on the Eagles to begin with. Just the numbers gone up. I got it at 6.5 a couple months ago. And now it's already shot up to 8.5.
Yeah.
As we get closer to kickoff. I will say this. Vegas does not want the Cowboys to win the NFC, period. There's a $10,000 bet to pay at 25-1 on the Cowboys to win the NFC. That's just one. There's many of them. The Cowboys are the biggest liability for all sports books to win the NFC. Not because they have the most bets or the most money bet on them, but the combination of money and their long odds makes them a really, really, really big liability. So Vegas is rooting hard against the Cowboys. They're also rooting hard against Detroit They have 19% of all bets to win the NFC. So basically one out of every five on them to reach the Super Bowl.
Cowboys futures odds, bet online. For them to win the Super Bowl, it's 66-1. You can get that today. NFC championship game, just making it there, 35-1. Then you have regular season wins, over under 7.5.
Yeah, and that Chop, you said that switched after the Micah trade to where the
Packers are getting a lot of bets.
But the over under 7.5 for the Cowboys on the win total.
So the
it switched to where the favorite was over, now the favorite's under.
So prior to the trade, if you wanted to bet the over 7.5 wins, you had to bet $140 to win 100, right? Now, if you want to bet the under 7.5 wins, you got to bet $120 to win 100. So the favorite was a lot of juice to the over. Now it's a lot of juice to the under.
Odds imply a 73% chance that the Cowboys will not make the playoffs. Minus 325, they don't make it. Plus 250, that they do make it. Dak Prescott MVP odds. MVP odds for the Cowboys, if you want to bet it. 40-1 for Dak. CD, 150-1. Offensive player of the year. Lamb, 10-1. Pickens, 200-1.
I'll say this.
There's a lot of people on CD right now that think CD's going to have like 150 catches this year.
Right. I mean, I'll tell you this. If you think Dak is going to be healthy this year, if the Cowboys have, you said, an implied odds of 75% not to make the playoffs, that means they're probably going to be 4-1 to make it. If you think Dak's going to be healthy this year, like if Dak is healthy throughout the entire year, they're winning 9 games.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
That's just the reality of it.
Yeah, I want to win a championship.
I'm thrilled with him as my fantasy quarterback if he's healthy. I'm thrilled. Did you end up getting him in our league?
No, I have Penix and Jared Goff.
Was it you?
No, I do not have Dak.
Okay. I thought someone in here.
But if he's going to be healthy, they're going to win 9-10 games. That's just the reality of it. He's a good quarterback.
Troy Aikman with his overall trade reaction with Rich Eisen yesterday.
At first glance, I'm not a fan of the trade. You know, these type players are really rare, and you're looking for guys that can rush the passer. And with those draft picks, they'll be looking for someone just like Micah. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately you come down to the same thing of having to try to work out a contract. So we'll see how that looks. But it could very well be something that I think pushes the Green Bay Packers over the top, much like the trade when we acquired Charles Haley back in 1992.
So there it is with the Charles Haley comparisons.
Jake Riedma has Dak, by the way.
Ah, Riedma has Dak. Okay. 877-881-1053 for your questions for the Cowboys head coach. It's the debut of the Brian Schottenheimer Show. Frank LaFranco, injury attorney, text line to get in your questions for coach. I'm as excited about this weekly as anyone since Jerry Jones, probably. We've had Jay Jeezy. We've had Mike McCarthy. The debut of the Brian Schottenheimer Show is next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
We are getting set for the debut of the Brian Schottenheimer Show. It'll be every Friday at 8:20 throughout the rest of the season. Little change up, obviously, with Thursday Night Football and the Eagles tomorrow night on this radio station. It's Sean Sharif, our Jay Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, while we wait for coach, former coach, Jason Garrett, who appeared on this program for 10 years. He was asked on PFT Live, what would he have said to Jerry Jones when Jerry suggested trading Micah?
Well, let's not do that. Is there anybody else who's interested? Let's get him over in the AFC, you know? And so who knows? And I'm sure that conversation came up. You know, you don't want to trade him in the division. You don't want to trade him, in the conference if you can, to a rival like Green Bay. So you would try to dissuade that decision, but who knows? And obviously in that situation, you say, okay, two first-round picks and Kenny Clark, that's good, but this is Micah Parsons. This is a transformational player. Can we get more? You know, people have made the comparison to the Herschel Walker deal. Go back and look at what the Cowboys got for Herschel Walker, a lot more than they've gotten for Micah Parsons. And you can make a compelling argument that the defensive lineman with 52 sacks in 4 years is a more valuable commodity than the great Herschel Walker, as great as he was.
So that was Jay Jeezy. Yesterday, we had Jeremy Fowler on. He combined with Dom Van Natta for this ESPN piece, getting all the details of the trade. And he said two NFL executives questioned why the Cowboys did not get more in return after the trade went down. Quote, very bad for Dallas in that they received little compensation in comparison to other superstar prime trades. That was from an NFC executive. We'll get to more on that later. We are now joined by the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. He told us at the combine he would not be doing 6:30 like Mike McCarthy. So here we are with the new set time, hopefully for years moving forward. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Well, I tell you what, you guys sound well rested, man. I guess you guys can thank me for a couple extra hours of sleep, where you guys have been probably rolling the whole time.
So 6:30 was always out of the question, 6 o'clock hour.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, Mike's a morning guy. I'm a night owl. That's just kind of the way I go. But, again, happy to always oblige you guys. But, no, it's great to visit with you guys, man. Look forward to doing this with you guys every week.
What time do you usually leave the office at night?
I'm probably 11:30, 12:30 guy most nights. And then the week's very different, right? You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is your grind. Thursday it slows down a little bit. Friday's kind of your chance to have date night with your wife, and then Saturday you're obviously into game mode.
Coach, you knew it was going to be a wild ride, but not having Mike at camp, losing and trading arguably your best player, I mean, could you have even imagined it would start off this crazy before facing the defending champs on the road?
Well, I tell you what, the fascinating thing is, you know, growing up in a football family, I've always been aware that there's things that comes across the head coach's desk, and certainly this is no different. I'm obviously excited about the team, but again, you know, really what I tried to do, guys, you guys visited with me out in training camp, was I literally tried to just limit the distractions and focus on the guys that were out there working, and I had great communication and conversations with Mike all throughout training camp. But at the end of the day, look, this was a unanimous decision, and happy for Mike and his family. Obviously, it's an incredible payday, and I'm looking forward to seeing him, like I said, before the game in a couple weeks, and then maybe not so much on the field as we get going to play, but excited about this upcoming start of the season.
Coach, normally in big sports trades, we deem the team that loses the superstar, the known talent,
as kind of the loser in it. But then you have people say, well, there's addition by subtraction. There's an addition to the culture. Have you been on teams that you can recall or remember? I'm not asking you to give the specific examples, but have you seen where the better player, the bigger name has left and it has been kind of addition by subtraction because of those culture things?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's got anything to do with the culture thing. I think it's got more than anything to do with, okay, hey, you know, what does this look like 2 years from now? What does this look like after we utilize those first round draft picks? What does this look like as we, you know, as we play football throughout this season and beyond? Because at the end of the day, you know, guys, we're going to be judged on wins and losses, and we all own that. And so, again, a lot of times these deals, when they happen, it takes time to figure out. You know, everybody's quick to say, oh, this team won, this team lost. But in reality, we really don't know that because there's so much left to be determined based on the capital that we have in terms of, you know, the draft picks, the cash that's available, things like that. But at the end of the day, again, I'm really excited about our team. You know, we've talked about this for a long time. You know, we are very, very deep on the edge pieces. Mike is an incredible player. I am not saying that. He is an elite football player. We did have a void inside that we were a little concerned about with our depth. We get a great player in Kenny Clark that is just a tremendous, player inside that can help solidify the middle of your defense. In my conversations with a few people in Green Bay, they were devastated to lose him because of the type of man that he is. And then, of course, you know, you get the draft picks that, again, allow you to, do what we've done here historically, which is draft very, very well in the first round. And that's a big part of it.
Brian Schottenheimer here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, this is more of a philosophical thing. A lot of our listeners want to get your football philosophies as we move forward throughout the season and the years. I get made fun of because I keep talking about run defense. I've seen this team for years, and you've talked about physicality, get pushed around and kind of controlled in games where I feel helpless as a fan watching them not be able to stop the run. Talk about that and why people say, well, you don't trade the elite pass rusher in a passing league for a run stopper and focus on run defense with the analytics and all that stuff. Can you just talk to your philosophy of run defense?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I agree with you. And again, you know, like there's something when you're on the sidelines and you're coaching, you're playing, you're a fan and you're watching the game. And it's like first down run, 4 yards, second down run, 4 yards, 5 yards. It's third and one. Okay. New set of downs, converting third down. Then it's a pass, but then it's another run. Like, again, when you can't slow a team down and when you have elite rushers, teams know, they're like, we're not going to let you rush the passer. So we're going to come in committed. You guys saw it a few years back against Green Bay when they came in there and basically just wanted to pound the rock at us. And it's a tough thing because there's things you can do to create pressure on the quarterback. There are things. There's blitz packages. There's all kinds of different ways to do that. And, again, I feel like we really have some elite edge pieces. I think you got Dante Fowler out there who's going to, you know, have a terrific year. Donovan Ezeraku, I mean, I'm so excited to watch him go out and play, you know, early in this part of the season. Sam Williams, Marshawn Nealon. I mean, the names continue to go on and on. And but there is absolutely something to when your football mantra starts with two things. And this is what our football mantra starts with, guys. Number one is winning the turnover battle. You have to do that. We want to have three takeaways every game on defense and give none. We call it a goose egg. And then the second part of the mantra is own the line of scrimmage. It is an incredibly deflating feeling when a team just wants to run the football and there's nothing you can do to slow it down.
Where are you in your satisfaction with this team's physicality?
Well, again, I think we're going to find out a lot tomorrow night. I'm pleased with the physical nature of practice that we've had. I think, you know, it started out in Oxnard. These guys learned how to practice the right way. These guys learned how to put the pads on. You know, we wanted to have a physical training camp. We did that. We came back to Frisco, had the few practices in front of the fans here at the Star. Those were very, very physical. So my point is, I think, you know, I feel like we're prepared to go into battle. I feel like we're prepared to go in and play a very, very good football team that is very physical like we are. We'll find out a lot come Thursday night. But, you know, at the end of the day, guys, I just told our guys this, like, I don't want our guys going into this matchup and being like, oh, we're playing the Eagles, defending champions, and I'm going to try super hard, and you just wait to see what I do. We don't want that, man. Hey, it's just another championship opportunity. Play free, fly around, enjoy flying around on the football field with your brother hitting somebody else, and that's kind of the way we're approaching this game. And honestly, you don't get extra credit for beating Philadelphia in Philadelphia on primetime than you do beating the Giants at noon at home in AT&T Stadium a week from now. So, again, that's something that's really important to me, is each game is just another championship opportunity. That way, when we get to the huge stage of the playoffs and the Super Bowl, hey, guys, we've been here before.
Coach, you sounded pretty optimistic yesterday about the progress Tyler Guyton and Trayvon Diggs were making. As you guys get ready to take off for Philadelphia today, how much better are you feeling? Or is that still the same level of optimism for them to potentially be available tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. Again, we'll find out. You know, we had good meetings last night with the training staff. I think both guys are trending in the right direction. You know, we're through our physical work, guys. Like, the way we do it, Wednesday's a padded practice generally. Thursday, we're in shells. Friday, we run around in helmets, but we're still running. And then today is truly a walkthrough. Today is, okay, let's recreate the entire week, just kind of hit some of the last-minute situational things that we need to get done. But the physical aspect of our deal ends on Friday, in terms of now it's about getting their minds right, getting them relaxed, and then getting their bodies feeling great, getting ready to go into a game.
Coach, what's your philosophy on fourth downs in terms of going for it versus kicking? Are you Mike was pretty aggressive. I know you've coached under some coaches that were more erring on the side of kicking it. Where does your philosophy stand?
I think I'm in between, guys. I think when you look at it, the entire situation has to come into the picture to make those decisions. You know, like, you know, you go into a situation and the defense is playing great and you're playing a team where, you know, they're really good at possessing the ball, which, like, you know, Philadelphia is really good at possessing the ball. You factor those things in. We obviously have a kicker that can kick it from Lubbock through the uprights of AT&T Stadium. So that's part of it as well. But I would say I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not a guy that's just cavalier. I think Dan Campbell's an incredible coach, and, you know, the way he does that, like, that works for him and his personality and his football team. But I'm somewhere in between. And then at the end of the day, there is some gut instinct feel where you're like, hey, I just feel this, and this is what we're going to do. And whether it works or whether it doesn't, you know, I will sleep good at night when I trust my gut.
How do you weigh the difference between, like, it's whether it's your team versus the other? Like, are you more likely to go for it against, like, an elite quarterback who could score from anywhere, and regardless of how your defense is playing that day? Or how does that play into it?
Yeah, I think it's all those things. Like, we have kind of a plan going into each game. Okay, hey, this is the quarterback we're playing. This is the environment we're playing in. This is the way their team plays, their identity. But then once the game starts, you kind of get a sense of, man, defense is playing great, or, hey, offense is on fire. That all comes into your factoring. Analytics plays a part, guys. You know, like, we all have analytics. I'm not the guy that carries around the analytics book with me or has someone standing behind me. I've got a guy, Ryan Feeder, that's up in the press box who's elite at this. But it's just the analytics part is one tool of the package, and there's a lot of other things that go into it. But you do have a plan going into most games based on your opponent and how you think the game's going to start out.
Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, you've been with the team the previous three seasons, so you know the evolution of the offensive personnel probably better than most first-time head coaches would walking into a job like this. What part of the offense are you looking at as you head into this season? You say, hey, I feel pretty confident that we're going to be better in this particular area this season.
Well, again, I mean, we're certainly thrilled about the addition of George Pickens. We're certainly thrilled about the addition of a couple running backs, Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders. Those are some guys that when you look at areas that we wanted to address, we were able to address those guys either, you know, through free agency, through the draft, you know, bringing guys like Jaden Blue in and adding some pieces, you know, that will certainly help us. But again, I think really at the end of the day, I'm excited to go out and watch our guys play. the physical brand of football that we want to play. And when you say that, like, people always go, okay, hey, well, this is the son of Marty Ball, or this is the guy that was part of the Hard Knocks, one of the first Hard Knocks with Rex Ryan, where ground and pound. Look, you can play physically a lot of different ways, and it's not just running the football. You have to play this game, whether you're running it, throwing it, in a physical manner. You have to be physical to get open on a pass route versus man-to-man. Quarterbacks have to be physical to stand in the pocket and take shots from free blitzers. You know, running backs have to be great at, you know, picking up blitzes. You know, when you chip defensive ends, you have to be physical. And so, again, I'm always just careful for people when they hear we want to be a physical team to think all we're going to do is ground and pound or run the ball 65 times. That's not the formula. You know, for us, the formula is somewhere from 53 to 55 rushing attempts and completions. That's a number that, you know, is pretty traditional. And as long as we're doing that in a physical manner, I think we'll be in good shape.
Coach, the challenge of calling plays while managing, being a game manager, has haunted a lot of people around here and a lot of people throughout the league. What's your plan for that? And you know, we're all analytics fourth down experts now, and we all know exactly when to burn the timeout through the love of football and the interest that has grown. How are you planning to get a handle on that game management while being in charge of the offense while the bullets are live?
Yeah, it's a great question. And again, I would say this, you know, the one advantage that I do have is having been around Ryan Feeder, who's a huge part of that puzzle. He's the rules expert. He's got a huge, great grasp of game management. I've been listening to Ryan's voice now for going on 4 years. And actually, when Ryan was on defense a couple of years back, I was a consultant working with Dan Quinn and those guys, really more on defense. And so Ryan and I've been, you know, I've been hearing his voice for a long time. And hey, here's the deal. At the end of the day, when you're in this position, there are certain things that you have to allocate to other people. And, you know, like, again, I don't have to put together the adjustments on the sidelines for the offense all by myself. I've got an incredible offensive staff. Matt Eberflus is a former head coach. He's a great, you know, sounding board for me. Nick Sorensen's a guy, special teams coordinator that I've been around going back to Seattle, and he and I have been in the foxhole a lot together. And so it's truly using your resources, trusting your people, and then at the end of the day, knowing that, again, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to you listening to the people and then making a decision. I've normally been pretty good. When I talk out loud, I kind of come up with the decision that I want to make. And it's certainly something that you practice, you prep, you do all types of game management situations throughout training camp every day, and those continue on into the end of the season.
Have you envisioned or thought about handling the possible nerves before your first game as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in that locker room? Have the nerves already been building? Have you thought about dealing with it or handling it? How do you think you're going to be feeling?
No, I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, I'm anxious before every game. I don't think that's going to change in this situation. I don't think it's going to change 5 weeks from now, 10 weeks from now. I don't think it's going to change when we're getting ready to play a Super Bowl. I think that's part of the game. When you love the game as much as I do and these players do, you should be nervous and you should be anxious. And I think you use that anxiety as power. I think I will be emotional. I've said that very openly from the beginning, just because, you know, during the national anthem, every game I talk to two people, and that's God and my father. And, you know, I will be emotional thinking about him and him looking down on me in this opportunity.
Last one, Coach. Did you use the lemon?
I always use the lemons, guys. And again, when I jump off, because I do have meetings to go to, I would like for you guys to admit to the world that, again, when you guys brought me lemons and some other things, the lemons were a little smaller than what I usually like in my drink. So the shoddy was good, but maybe not as good as it should have been if I would have had a little bit more lemon power.
Epic first appearance. Can't wait for the entire season and years to come. Good luck tomorrow night. Thank you so much, Coach.
Appreciate you guys. Talk soon.
Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys.
He literally would have needed to use the entire lemon.
It was to scale.
To get a proper...
Came from my hand scale. We can reset that story and react to Brian Schottenheimer's first appearance. Your impressions on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. What do you think? 877-881-1053 next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
And the positive reviews rolling in for the debut of the Brian Schottenheimer Show. It will be every Friday at 8:20. Moving forward here on Sean and RJ, brought to you by the Black Rifle Coffee Company. Thanks for being a Tolo Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
Continuing the show of Wales. We'll also keep rolling with Nick Eatman, top of the hour, 9 a.m. Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach at 9:20 after the six-game winning streak was snapped. And then we'll send Bobby off to Philadelphia at 9:40. One of, if not, his favorite cities. My boy Ivan saying, man, that was a difference. That was a change, unlike Mike and Garrett, Zach Wolchuk. Well, even if they stink, at least the weekly coaches show will be good. I'm gonna be living and dying with this season for Brian Schottenheimer. I'm admitting it, getting it out of the way. I'm gonna probably end up being a shoddy homer. And I hope all these things work out for him. I'm in love. I'm totally in love. He's sounds right now unshakable, confident, calm, and I think he's going to be accountable. This will be the first time in post games where there's a blown decision or a bad judgment call where the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in the last 15 years stands up there and says, I screwed up. I messed up. I should have done this. I should have done that. Those are my takes from Schottenheimer, who just joined us. The Lemons, by the way, we set up a sit down thanks to the great Tad Carper. We said we should sit down with Schottenheimer and have a face to face before doing this weekly interview. Still waiting on the Jerry one. But we went into the office, had a great sandwich platter, and
crushed.
We took him some lemons. I took him some lemons for his shoddy drink. It's some vodka, some water, and lemons. And when I went home, I was like, I got some lemons. You know, I was not going to go to the store and go out of the way before going to Frisco. I got some lemons at home. Well, the lemons I had that were the ripest and not those dented, darker ones that were just squishy. You could tell they had passed their prime state. It was smaller. It was a smaller lemon. And when we unveiled the gift to Schottenheimer, he stared at this thing and looked at this lemon like we were pranking him and it was a joke. So that was the lemon reference.
It was a shriveled up lemon. It was a lemon that had seen a whole lot of PEDs and not a whole lot of fertility drugs that are thrown in there.
You
with
think
it.
There, it was a rock lemon?
It was a raisin.
It was a today's Dwayne Johnson lemon.
Yeah. Now my question is about the lemon.
A rock is bigger than the lemon that we get.
The rock.
How often are you buying lemons? You just got them laying around. Like how? Like because like those to me like if I buy a thing of limes, they're dead in a week.
Well, that's a good question. More limes than I'm married to a Latina, number one.
Well,
so. These limes are getting used nonstop, all the time. But I always feel lemon is one of the great gifts, one of the great things to use. I talked
very versatile.
Nui Scruggs for 20 minutes in Oxnard talked to me about lemon use. We were supposed to be sitting there talking about all the drama and the practice and this. No, Nui's talking about the use of lemons, lemons and water.
Lemons and water is supposed to be good for digestion.
You can put lemons in your guacamole if you want. I prefer lime. But lemon is just so bright. It's so refreshing.
Lemon and guacamole. The lime for sure.
Some people do. I love it. But anyway, that was Schottenheimer making fun of the size of the lemon I brought. And I said, it's the scale, my hand. So just deal with it.
What would we have guessed? It was probably the size of, it was a little bit larger than a golf ball.
No, it was bigger than that. God, you guys are making it sound like it was the size of a lime.
He did though. He's picking up a handle of Tito's and all he can look at is he goes like, he picks up the lemon and he's like, did you guys spend all the money on the liquor? Have nothing left for, did you have to beg for these lemons outside the store?
What did you take from Shoddy on with us? You want to talk about how he still doesn't know about talk radio?
Oh no, I do think that's funny. Like Shoddy does not, he's not, he doesn't consume talk radio. That's very clear. Like he mentioned that to us. He's like, yeah, I've never really listened to talk radio very much. So it was just funny when we said we're starting at 8:30. He's like, yeah, y'all got some extra sleep. It's like, well, no, we were still on the air.
Well, so we just came in here for his interview.
Yeah, but I would think, you know what? I think the fans probably love that. Great. I don't want somebody who's worried about the opinions of what other people are saying. He doesn't even listen. He's all focused on ball. I think it's Shoddy. There is everything that is the reason why he got the job, which is he's been running for this office his entire life. Like this is what his entire life's work is built up to, is to have this job. So I understand there were a lot of people who, and we said this at the time, didn't like the hire, thought it was just a gift hire, thought it was a puppet hire, whatever else it was. The biggest thing you could say about Shoddy was like, nothing was going to surprise him in this job. Nothing was going to overwhelm him in this job. And that's half of the job here in Dallas. And so I think at the very minimum, they're going to be prepared. They're going to be accountable. They're going to be tough. We'll see if that results in wins. But to me, and I said this, I think his floor as a coach is Garrett. I think at the very minimum, he will be Garrett here. That's the floor. And I think he could do more depending on how his message resonates.
Do you know the guy he's talking about for game management balance?
Ryan Feeder. Yeah, Ryan Feeder's been here for a few years. That was initially a McCarthy hire.
So what is that going to be? That's going to be kick? Like, is that what's said in the headphone? No, kick, timeout here? Is that his job?
I don't know if that was specifically what he would do with McCarthy at the time. That's definitely what he's doing with Shoddy now, but I think he started doing that. He initially started with just some analytics stuff, and then I think he moved over into doing that as time wore on with McCarthy. But yeah, he's there helping a lot with, he's like a math whiz and stuff. He's there with a lot of like the probabilities and things.
You think his floor is Garrett? Okay. Because mm-hmm. like Jason had like a really good winning percentage.
Yeah, because Garrett was generally 500 every year, and then it would spike some other years. So it was never like really dragged down. Yeah,
the one year when they
lost. So the floor is like a 500 coach where they always play hard. That's probably the floor.
Mark Schlereth, who I love, was on the G-Bag Nation. And speaking of play calling, the fellas asked Mark, who needs to be better, the play calling or Dak?
Yeah, I'm a big play caller guy. Like you got to have your quarterback in the rhythm and you got to do all those things right. And Shoddy is really good when it comes to, you know, fishing for information, getting in a formation, seeing how they play it, seeing what adjunct kind of play he has off that formation, off that run action. He does a really good job with that stuff. So to me, a lot of that is play calling. The other thing is you're going to face a defense like Philly, and they got two beasts on the inside, and they got some edge presence with Smith coming off the edge. And I know Sweat left, but they've got some really good players there. Part of you as a play caller, part of your responsibility is to take pressure off your offensive line by making sure that we're balanced, by making sure that we have enough run, that we have enough short set, that we have enough screens, that we have enough things to counter the pass rush. If you get into a position where you got to play a drop back game and Dak Prescott, like he did in that playoff game, throw it 60 times or even 40 times, you're going to get blown out. Like, that's a recipe for a absolute blowout. So just got to understand that. And Schottenheimer's going to have to be really good as a play caller.
That's the biggest question to me. That's honestly, I think, the biggest thing that we need to see is, like, what is he as – it's been a long time since he's been a play caller, like consistently. It was 2019. And so, like, or 2020, that last year, the COVID year in Seattle. It's – I think – I feel comfortable with his management style, his leadership, those sort of things, being a leader of men, getting guys on board with messaging, things like that. To me, the biggest thing is going to be – what are you doing with the offense? Are you aggressive enough? Are you using this personnel? Are you maximizing it to the best of its ability? That'll be the biggest thing, I think, that we need to find out about him.
Jake Ferguson. This was huge news for G-Bag. Ferg is the weekly guest.
Yeah,
I hate this. This makes me so mad.
Wow.
They're gonna try and steal him now, and then every year they're going to be like, this is our guy, Ferg.
Ferguson is the new weekly guest.
He's ours.
On Bad. G-Bag during the season, and he described the differences between last year's offense and this year's?
Yeah, I think, you know, personnel-wise, I think there's just so many weapons. And, you know, there's not just one spot or two spots we can go. You know, there's so many different things we can do. And then from a play caller standpoint, I think it's almost like the same thing, like our motions, our shifts, you know, our formations, all the different pieces we have. Within our play calling ability is there's just weapons in every single thing that's there. And, you know, there's so much we can do. And that's exciting to me because, you know, that makes the defense just think, you know, there's, you know, they just don't know what's coming. And when you got them on their heels, it's pretty fun.
So there's Jake Ferguson starting off the weekly with the G-Bag Nation. There's a reason we are your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones every week. Brian Schottenheimer, Jake Ferguson, Brad Sham, player show. You're not getting it anywhere else.
I will say, Ferg didn't sound quite as into it with them as he has with us. I will say that, like, I mean,
it's like 3 hours earlier.
It's way earlier.
I like that one.
And, you know, obviously it's out in California.
Oh, yeah.
So it's even earlier.
Right, it's earlier.
He just sounded really down, I thought, overall.
All right, let's bring in our boy, Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Is Trayvon Diggs officially back? Nick previews tomorrow night from the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, then Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone. Show of Wales, continuing with the guest list. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, after this.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.